Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
By the way, my buddy Phil told me tomorrow Def Leppard has a new album coming out.
Ooh.
Do you know? Okay. I can't say anything more or he'll yell at me. Okay, 6 o'clock. Time for some sports brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook app. Red Wings got down 3-0 in a hurry, came back, and made it close. They lose to Edmonton 7-5. Last 20 games, Detroit is averaging 4.65 goals against. Here's your cliche sports statement of the day. You ready? That ain't going to get it done.
Nope.
You're giving up over 4.5 goals a game. They're what, 6-12-2 in the last 20?
Yeah.
Yeesh.
So you know what you got to go for in the offseason? A goaltender and defenseman.
I don't even know you need a goalie. These goalies,
right.
They look
it
like...
It starts with who's in front of them.
Well, they look like the guy in Slapshot. They're getting, you know, 80 shots ripped at him. And it, yeah, it's... They know they got work to do. The Pistons, by the way, last night. Cade Cunningham, it's not COVID-related. He was sick. He went to the shoot-around and was just eating crackers. His stomach was jacked
up. Bug or something going on.
Something going around. But, yeah, so he didn't play last night. And the Pistons have a bunch of injuries. And they played their ass off.
Yeah, I actually watched some of it.
They tried. Jeremy Grant, by the way, that dude can jump out of a gym.
I was going to say, he's very impressive to watch.
He's an all-star. We forget he's a legit all-star. By the way, Cade not in the game last night. They do lose 105-98. I was reading the new ranking of rookies in the NBA. Cade is not only number one, but the write-up that I read about him, they said no one thought he would score like this. They knew he could pass the ball and run the offense,
right.
But nobody knew. And he's, in his last 10 games, 24 points a game. He's so far beyond.
Oh, he's running away with Rookie of the Year.
He's Rookie of the Year, but they were talking about, like, he's one of the top 10 guards in the league right now.
Awesome.
If you think about it, man. So we got a cornerstone there. Pistons lost, but the Pistons win. What does that mean? George Blaha recovering after heart bypass surgery. Pistons PR tweeted out yesterday afternoon. He's doing fine. He's resting comfortably in the hospital.
Nice.
That's great news there. And DJ Clark Jr., former Jacksonville wide receiver, signed by the Lions, one-year deal. He's your big body wide receiver. He's
yeah,
a big boy.
It'd take the top off, as they say, too.
Oh, good Lord.
I know. I heard somebody say that yesterday.
You know what that means, right?
Get behind the safety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The deep ball.
That's what I figured.
Or he's a barber.
Or I thought I was going to be triple X at Ford Field this year.
Good Lord. Okay. I just like the idea. It's like, so can you take the top off of defense? Yeah, give me a razor. I can. DJ Clark, by the way, I don't know if you saw him. When he on Twitter yesterday, he immediately the Jags had a huge salary dump, and Jarrett Jack, their Miles Jack, the linebacker for them,
right,
who's a just beast. DJ Clark Jr. goes, dude, come on. He's like inviting him up here. Come on,
nice.
Come
start
with.
Recruiting guys. That's how it starts.
I know Miles Jack because I'm a UCLA fan.
Yeah,
I remember watching him in college. He is a Dan Campbell guy, 100%. He is a beast, man. Short little dude flies around at 350 miles an hour.
Right.
Reminds me of the guy that played the linebacker for the Dolphins.
Oh, Zach Taylor.
Is it Thomas Taylor?
One of the two.
Zach Thomas, right?
Yeah.
He has that kind of vibe to him. By the way, tournament tomorrow. Playing games last night. Michigan plays 12:15. Kimmel was dead on about the NCAA tournament last night.
The other Cinderella story is March Madness. The NCAA basketball tournament is underway. Isn't that special time of the year when the whole country comes together to gather around our televisions and ask, what channel number is True TV? The top seeds this year are Arizona, Kansas, Baylor, and Gonzaga, which, as I've mentioned before, does not exist. Gonzaga is not a school. No one's ever seen it. No one's ever been there. I tried to visit the campus once. It was one of those Spirit Halloween stores. That's true.
Oh, it's so true.
Quick, where is Gonzaga?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Is it New York?
No.
Chicago?
No.
You don't know.
No,
that's DePaul is Chicago.
Yeah, DePaul. Yeah.
I have no idea.
Okay. Do you want me to tell you?
Sure, I don't care.
Spokane, Washington.
Oh, yeah. I would have kept guessing, so.
Right, yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I got family lives in Spokane, and I had to think about it.
Gonzaga, yeah.
They're in Spokane. Kimmel's absolutely right. All right, sports brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings sports app today. Use that code CSX for a special offer on the complimentary Earth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good clue.
Not really.
A lot to it.
Not too much. A lot of layers to that onion. So, again, three clips, 1 year. All you got to do is tell us the year, and you'll win. Brother Neil is playing on the complimentary Earth. Yeah, it's a weird one. I actually probably should have gone with the movie clue this year for this one. I didn't say the year. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, that would have been good.
Yeah, it makes more sense now. We always like to work these things out live on the air. I saw this yesterday, and we were joking about it. So Tyson has his own line of cannabis.
Yeah.
And it's been released here in Michigan. I don't remember where, but one of the places around here, the wackadoodle house of green shrubbery, whatever. But did you see what they're selling?
No.
Some of them are shaped like, they're edible shaped like ears.
Oh, what a marketing, come on.
But remember, I joked about that a couple weeks ago.
Right.
I said, why are they going to do that? And they did it.
That's amazing.
They're called Mike Bites.
That's cool. Mike Tyson listens to our show.
Yeah. I love that. I actually interviewed him before. He's fun. If you don't remember, with Holyfield.
What happened here? He got bit, I think.
Look out, he's pushed right here.
He's got bit in the ear.
Oh, my goodness. He's got a bloody right ear. Dirty.
I can't believe what I'm seeing.
Yeah, it happened. That's a really creative idea. I remember Tyson was on What Happens Next. Was that Andy Cohen way back when?
Yeah, yes.
And they joked about what, they asked him what an ear tasted like, and he goes, well, it's not bad, but you got to put falfa on it. He said that. He was like, come on, Mike.
I'll eat your babies. My defense is impregnable.
Is there anybody who's had something like that happen publicly that was that big of a story and then turn around and make a ton of money off of it? Like, I'm trying to think, like, say, like, the Bad Boys, or the Bad Boys, the Pistons during the brawl, that was something. None of those guys, like, were able to turn around and make a positive out of it. Come on. He's, like, famous. Like, people want to take pictures with him
biting
your ear.
I don't think Nancy Kerrigan goes out and takes pictures of hitting people in the knees.
See what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's
this
a
guy
great
bit
question.
Off a guy's ear, and now it's he's famous for it. I mean.
Wow. Honestly, I don't think like Claude Lemieux will take a picture with somebody where he turtles up.
That's
now,
true.
D-Mac, but he won the fight. D-Mac does that all the time.
Yeah.
Is there? I'm sure there's not a week that goes by that McCarty doesn't have to make that pose.
It's true.
You're right, though. Because Tyson lost the fight, was, you know, I wouldn't say ostracized, but he was, boy, everybody went nuts after he had done that.
And now it's one of the biggest things that he sells.
Hell, he's...
I mean, yeah.
He's selling mic bites.
How many people are just going to go buy them because of what they are?
Yeah, I don't think, you know... Yeah, Ron Artest didn't have a, you know, doesn't take pictures of him running in the stands.
Right.
Yeah, you don't... Wow, that's a really great question.
Could you imagine? Tiger's not holding the golf club on the top of a Mercedes anytime soon.
I don't think, yeah. Yeah, no. No. Yeah, you mean... That was the worst Cadillac commercial ever.
Yeah,
that was Happy Thanksgiving. I honestly don't know. That's a great question.
I don't think of other things, but that's by far the biggest.
So like John Bava, you don't walk up to him and say, hold this hot dog.
Yeah.
Take a picture. You don't? Okay.
Can you hold my hot dog and scissors, please?
Right. I don't think he does that. Does OJ hold like a black bag and wear a disguise and take pictures with people?
Now him, I don't know.
I don't think he does. Honestly, don't think he does. All right, damn, that's a great question, right? Well, 622 is Big Jim's house. Wow, Mike Bites. Do you talk like Tyson after you've had a couple of those?
Oh, I'm sure.
We should go out and get ourselves some tacos. I'm very hungry.
No, I have heard, though, his stuff is, he's made it. He's got some highest test levels. As the professionals call it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I said Kerrigan. You got it backwards. You're right, Bernie. I saw the note. You're right. It was Tonya Harding, right?
Yeah, it was Tonya Harding. You haven't heard nothing. What'd she do afterwards? Nothing.
Well,
reality.
So do you wonder, would Tonya Harding ever like pose with a thing and hit somebody in the knee? I don't think she'd ever take that picture, would
yeah.
she?
Why not? If she was on, what was that with Danny Balducci and what they did? I forget what that program was where they were doing dumb things. And she the kids, I forget the name of that program.
All right, we're going to look it up. All right, well, thank you, Bernie. You're right. I said Nancy Kerrigan. Kerrigan's the one who got hit. It was Tonya Harding. Thank you, bud.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Later. Yeah, Tonya Harding. Great question. I don't know anyone who's taken something of infamy like that and flipped it.
Yeah, I just like keep Tyson trying to think of other ear. Examples, but that's the main one.
Shouldn't Holyfield be the one getting money out of this and not Tyson? He's the one who bit his ear off.
Right, but nobody wants the guy who got his ear bit off. What are you going to...
Well, he's not going to listen to you anyway. So that's kind of... But is Tyson going to give part of this to Holyfield? He should.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen.
You don't think so?
No.
All right. So mic bites are out somewhere. Apparently Ryan's tried them all.
No.
No? You sure?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I'm a good boy. Stop it.
He hates it when I don't say anything. Gets him all nervous. Reeling in the Ears coming up in 20 minutes. Brother Neil is playing on the complimentary earth.
All right. That's a clue.
On the complimentary earth.
Good clue.
Did Ernie or Amy get that?
Amy got it. I believe Ernie said that he's too tired this morning.
Process that one?
Yeah.
We have two listeners, Ernie and Amy, that always, when we give the clue, they have a little game between them to see who can get it first. So, coming up at 7:40, about an hour from now, Joe Walsh. Our conversation with Joe Walsh and tickets on the floor for the Eagles show next Thursday at LCA. So we'll talk with Joe. You and I were talking about this here in the studio before we started this morning. There's still people doing the drive up where they go up and do singing and they film it on, they TikTok it or they do that.
Right.
There's a point now, I don't know about you, but everyone's short-staffed still, right? Most of the people we know with, you know, fast food and stuff. So you're just trying to get through the day. And people are coming up and doing wacky bits while they're ordering their food.
Yeah, and there's two lines with 20 people in each
exactly.
line.
And there's one cook and one person taking orders. And you're up there going, I like to order this one. I like to work it. Not being grumpy old guy, I'm just saying, probably not the best time. You know, there's a time and a place.
Yeah.
Not now.
Yeah, and there's
not
a time
now.
And a place to be grumpy old man.
Right.
And this is it.
No, I agree. Not for us. I think if you work at a fast food restaurant and someone does a stupid impression in the drive-thru, no, I get to hit you with the food. I think that's completely reasonable. I get to just clobber you with the food. I don't think it's unreasonable.
No, I'm with you on it. Because it's like, dude, and the people behind you just want to get out of their car and start beating you up. Let's go, dude.
Well, you're not turning this into like a, you know, a mob scene.
Oh, no.
But no, I think the other people, stay in your car, stay in your lane. But if I work, and I work to drive through, if you've never worked to drive through to fast food.
No.
It's a pain in the ass. When people are hammered or tired or they got kids in the car and you're trying to hear them, it's not fun.
Yeah.
It's not a fun job. And the headset they give you never works. People don't understand. You've got like one thing on and there's three people behind you yelling out orders and you're trying to take them. We say all this to share this. Guy pulls up to a restaurant and decides to do an impression of Bane from Batman.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Bane from Batman.
I'm sorry, what was that?
My name is Bane from Batman.
Okay.
And I was wondering if I could have a number one Chick-fil-A chicken, please.
You got it, and a drink for that?
I will have a water. That will do it, please.
You got it.
Thank you.
Anything else?
No, madam, that will do it. Thank you.
You got it. It's going to be 7:32 at the window.
Thank you very much.
Okay. She is a saint because she's putting up with this crap. And it's not okay if you're going to do an impression. It's not even a good impression of Bane, is it?
No, it's horrible.
I'd like a Chick-fil-A sandwich, number one, please, with some waffle fries, Batman with Dark Knight, of course. Never said it was a terrible with Mother Penny.
You can't understand what Bane says. He's way too bitter. Anyway, we're turning to grumpy old people just by critiquing this.
Well, yeah, because that guy drove away thinking he just made the funniest video on the internet.
I worked at a Mickey D's, and there was a guy that pulled up, and he was looped. And we knew it. Now, our manager would actually notify the police if someone came through the drive-thru, and they you could tell they That's were good drinking.
Yeah, you should.
Okay. This guy was hammered, and he ordered a ton of food, like a quarter pounder with cheese and nuggets. I mean, he ordered a lot. And then he wouldn't leave. I told you a story. So he's just sitting there, and I'm cooking, and I look around the corner, and the guy's there, and they're like, all right, thank you. Here's your order. Do you need anything? He's like, nope. Sir, you have to move. He's kind of looked at her, and then she's, you know, shuts the door, and he's the window.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there eating his food, and the manager comes over and goes, sir, you have to move so the other folks get their food. He just stared at him. So now we're all watching, like, what's going on? How's this going to
happen? Yeah, what's
going
to happen?
So the manager shuts the door, and he's like, the sliding glass window, and he turns around going, now what? So the guy's sitting there. The manager opens again and goes, sir, you have to move out of the drive-through lane so other people can get their food. And the guy, like, ah. So he shuts the window again, and the guy takes his, like, quarter pounder and smears it all over the window. And just like, and just looked at us and drove off. It was the most surreal thing, man. And the weird part was, he talked like Bane. And that was 15 years before.
In Big Jim's house. Are you reeling in the
years? So, here's how it goes. We got three snippets from 1 year. All you have to do is tell us the year. 248-398-9279. That's our house phone. And you'll be going to see Seth Meyers. Listen closely. We got
shrunk the kids.
What?
And the Thompson kids, too. They're about this big. They're in the backyard.
Third time in the last 8 games, it has been decided by 1 point. The Wolverines win an NCAA title over Seton Hall, a tough opponent all the way.
Amen. 248-398-9279 is our house phone. What are they playing for, Ryan Logan Jr., Esquire the Third?
We got the pair of tickets to see Seth Meyers April 29th at the Fox Theater.
Seth Meyers, by the way, was on The View yesterday. They were talking to him. He's getting ready for this tour. Someone noticed that he's named all his kids with a letter A.
First, oh, really?
Letter A. Yeah.
Got a theme going on?
Yeah, a little bit. Let's grab line 3. Hi, Scott.
How are you doing?
We are wonderful. What year are we looking for?
1989.
Nice.
Well played. There you go. Keep on rocking in the free world from Neil Young. We had Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and then U of M wins the NCAA title. What are you up to, man?
Oh, sweet. Not much, just at work.
Got your boots on?
Yes, I do.
And where do you work?
I work at Schofield in Romulus.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate you listening in the morning. You've got tickets to see Seth Meyers April 29th at the Fox Theater.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. That's awesome.
Hold on. Now, are we allowed to play? Joe Walsh joins us at 7:40. And we'll have tickets for their show next Thursday, Eagles at LCA. Joe Walsh, 7:40. Okay, the Stone Soup Project is back. We're going to build a 1974 Bronco from the ground up to raise money for vets returning home.
Yeah.
Tickets are on sale now. Get them now. $10 each. Every penny goes to vets returning home. There's a link. Keyword is soup. So when you go to vote for the pink color, which you guys are deciding right now, you can also click that link, and there's a number for Vets Return Home. You can contact them directly. Or at our Classic Rock Swap Meet this Saturday at Oakland Mall. We'll have tickets available there as well.
Nice.
Because nobody comes out to that thing. We're already making plans. All right. So now you know what the deal is, but Stone Soup, the whole idea was, let's build a car from the ground up. We'll do it from donations, so every penny of the $10 ticket goes to the charity. So far, what, all the years of building Stone Soup cars, $1.2 million.
Wow.
To local charities. So, we need parts. We've got the body. They're rocking on that. The guys at Bill Brown Ford have it right now, and they're working on it. Joe and everyone there. Paul's Interior, I know they're waiting. They'll be doing the interior work on it.
Yep.
I reached out to Ford Motor Company yesterday. I'm trying to convince them to give us the stereo that's in the new Bronco so we can hook up the backup cameras and stuff.
Oh, that would be a cool crossover using the new with the old.
I don't know if we can do that, but we're going to find out.
Ah, that's a good idea.
Because we want to make something that's pretty badass. And by the way, Livernois Motorsports is doing the motor. It's well over 400 horsepower. He said we might get 500. We're going to dyno it.
Oh, boy.
So it's a 302, but we're going to put it on a dyno. Well, we need your help. And we'll talk to our project manager, Doug Benziger, a little bit later on this morning. We have the transmission for it. It's a C4 transmission. That was like the tank for Ford from like the 60s to like the early 80s.
Okay.
We need someone to do the transmission. We've got the housing and everything, but we need someone to work on the transmission. So 248-398-9279 is our house phone. You can email us, bigjimshouse@wcsx.com, or hell, stonesoup@wcsx.com.
Right.
Either one.
Either one.
Well, yeah, we need someone to work on the transmission. Probably important that we have a transmission in this thing.
Yeah, you need one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's got to be strong. I'm starting to quote a Bonnie Tyler song here, and it's got to be ready for the fight. I don't know what goes in. I mean, a lot of transmission shops here in the Motor City. I was looking it up. Ford C4 transmission, introduced in 64 and produced through 1981. So we've got the housing. We just need the inside of the transmission. So that's where someone, they refurbish the whole thing. You and I would do it, but I don't have time. I mean, you know, we could fix it here in the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah. The car wouldn't run, but what do you think? You got any transmission friends?
I'll have to, you know what? I don't know. I'll have to think about that, but I'll be honest with you. I have no idea. We definitely need somebody to work on this. I have no idea what you've been talking. What is the housing versus the transmission?
Yeah, the shell that it's in. The housing around the outside of it.
So the
shell's fine, but what's inside it, all the gears and everything, the reduction gears and all the stuff you need for the transmission.
Okay. I'm learning.
No, that's fine.
I just thought the transmission was the transmission.
No.
That whole thing.
These parts. No, you got it. So, yeah, we need someone to work on that.
Yes.
So, 740. Can I ask you guys a question? Need your help. 248-398-9279 is our house phone. Supposed to get up to 60 later on today, mid-60s tomorrow for St. Patrick's Day. I'm thinking about dumping all the gas out of the snowblower and hanging it up for the year. Am I jinxing us if I do this today?
Yeah.
Come on. I know the weekend's supposed to be kind of iffy, but rain. We're done with snow. I know we're not. We get snow in March, whatever month we're in now.
But you think we're done with snow blowing snow?
Yes. I think we're done with snow blowing snow.
Question for you.
248-398-9279 is our house phone. Am I being an idiot by hanging up the snowblower today? What's your question there, Ryan?
How has this worked out? How's this worked out for us in the past?
I don't remember. I don't think I've ever done this before. This is a brand new feature in Big Jim's house. I've never done this before.
Just wondering.
I don't remember last year. I did this last year, didn't I?
Yeah.
How'd it work out?
That's why I keep saying no, because of what happened.
What do you mean?
Like 3 days later, we got like 4 inches.
Oh my God, you're right. 248-398-9279 is our house.
You can't empty it yet.
Come on. It's not real. I won't jinx us if I put away the snowblower today. I won't.
I mean, I just think you will. I'm on your side. I hope we're done. But you know there's one big storm coming.
Yeah. Shannon, oh my God, no. Don't you remember what happened last year?
There you go, there Shannon.
Ernie, you did ask the question last year, and it snowed after you stored it.
Everybody else remembers.
But no, that's a good thing, though, because we got it out of the way last year. So if I do it now, that means we're going to be done with this. Right?
I'm still saying no.
Larry!
Yeah, hey, Big Jim.
Yeah, so I can put the snowblower away today, right?
No, don't do it, man. Some of our worst snowfalls have been in April.
But not this year, because when I put the snowblower away, we're done with cold weather. Right?
That sounds like a big jinx to me, man.
All right, fine. I'm still going to do it, but I just said fine. You know. Thank you, Larry.
That's all right.
All right, bud.
Hey, go do what you want to do, buddy.
Amen. Amen. Might as well do something on my own. Okay. See you, bud.
Hey, thanks.
Bye. Mm-hmm.
313 texted and said, yes, Jim, you're being an idiot. Stop jinxing us. We're certainly going to get another snowstorm.
Wow. Melanie, do not. I repeat, do not put the blower away. What are you saying, Melanie? I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, Henry the Hawk's on your side. He said you're safe, Big Jim. I saw the bird of spring yesterday. Turkey vultures are back.
Well, there you go. Thank you. And someone that we refer to as who has Hawk in his name, I'm going to go with him.
Yeah, bird expert.
I guess. I don't know. 248-398-9279. What's up, Tim?
Hey, Jim. So, listen, buddy, do you do everything premature?
Good talking to you, Tim. Yeah, yeah. Have a good morning.
You do the same, buddy.
I know. Yeah, man. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
What's the line when you get older? It takes you all night to do what you used to do all night. Anyway, 248-398-9279. So it's pretty resounding that everyone's like, do it. Ernie is sending like stats.
Yeah,
now.
Stats Stop from it, 15 years ago.
What
love
are you,
Ernie.
Doing? 2004, April 24th, we got 8 inches of snow. All right.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's a good idea because you're going to jinx us to get a bigger snowstorm.
Right.
We're going to get more snow.
No, we're not.
So it doesn't matter.
We're done with snow.
Also, don't you not even snow blow your driveway anyways?
I do when there's enough. I do. I don't have a service.
No, I know. I didn't mean it like that.
I mean, yeah. No, unless there's like 3 or 4 inches of snow, I'm not going out there with an inch.
Well, no. That's when you shovel it.
Do what?
That's what I mean.
I don't even know where a snow shovel is. I think it's hanging up somewhere in the garage. I don't know. All right, so everyone kind of agrees, yeah. Run all the gas. And you were mad at me yesterday when I even joked with you about it because you're like, don't. You're going to jinx us.
Yeah.
734 checks it in. Sure, Jim, put it away. We love listening to best of shows since you wouldn't be able to get out of the house and go to work. There you go, Big Jim. It's like leaving the windows open on the sunshine. Don't do it. Oh, on the submarine. Excuse me. Big Jim, it's like leaving the windows open on the submarine. Don't do it. What? Trisha's mad at me.
Oh, no.
Damn it. Don't do it. It's not even spring yet. Bill was grumpy. With your logic, you should have done this in January. I'm just saying. Okay.
Oh.
What?
There's another one on your side, though, too.
What they say?
From the 248, they said, putting away the snowblower has nothing to do with how much snow we get. It has everything to do with my ability to clear the driveway. And I'm so done with that. Put it away, Big Jim.
That's a good point.
You're done
December,
with it.
December, January, you'd be all over it out there with the snowblower if, like, 3 flakes fell.
Yeah.
It's March, and you're like, if I can see the mailbox, I'm not going out there. Everybody's agreeing. So should I? I'm really, it's 64 high this afternoon. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're wonderful. So what do you think? Should I do it?
You know, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and drain the gas out of the snowblower.
Yes.
And then if we get accumulation snow, then I think Ryan should choose about 5 driveways you need to snowblow and video it.
Ooh. You know, if we snow, he has to do his neighbors 2 on each side.
By the way, I just want to say something. Manju, you tricked me with this phone call because I thought she was on my side. That's not cool, man.
Put it away.
I thought we were friends. What the hell is that all about? He puts up there, drain the gas bag, Jim, unknowing that I got to work more. Thanks.
No, I like
you're
it.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you, Kathy. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, there she goes. I'm going to do it. I know last year didn't work out so well when I did this. This is a year, though. We're done.
It just, last year, it was just the timing of it. You did it, and maybe 2 days later, we had a snowstorm.
We're getting rain this weekend, but it's 60-something today. It's going to be close to 70 tomorrow. Hi, Jay.
How are you doing this morning, guys?
Wonderful, man. So what do you think?
No, don't dump the gas out. You know how you always talk about the karma?
Yeah. Is this what I'm doing? I'm bringing snow? Damn it.
Hello?
Yeah. There you are.
Another good thing to do, instead of dumping your gas out, put some stuff called speed foam in there, and it'll stabilize the gas for next year.
I was just telling Ryan about that.
Yeah.
I don't know what, you know, these idiots drinking blue algae stuff. I don't know about that, but I know this. Seafoam works. And I don't get paid to say that, man. Seafoam works on everything. That stuff is magical. Amen,
yes,
dude.
Put a couple shot glasses in there and let it run for a minute and put it away.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you, Jay.
Have a good day. Be safe.
All right, bud. You too. Mike, what do you think?
I think you should hedge your bet, Jim. I think you should dump a little Stabil in the tank. Hang it on the wall anyway. You're good to go either way. If it snows, you know, you can take it down and use it. If not, you're all set for next year.
Okay. See, it's a win-win.
There you go.
So
that's it, man. No jinx, no nothing.
Thank you, Mike. I see you working. Appreciate you, brother.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
All right, bye. Tim, you probably fill it back up in August, too. No, I don't. You don't know me. I wait till the last possible second to get the snowblower out there.
Yeah.
There's like a foot of snow on the ground. I'm like, hey, it'll melt.
Oh, it's sad when you take it out.
It'll.
No.
Yeah. That's why I want to get it away so I can start thinking spring. See, it's positive, optimistic, positive vibes.
All right.
Larry.
Larry.
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I think if you dump the gas, we're definitely going to get some snow. And I'm thinking it would be a big one.
Really?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Okay, thank you for the call, Larry. Appreciate you, man. Hey, Have a good morning.
One other thing with the Bronco.
Yeah.
You guys ever think of getting a hold of Uncle Ted? He's a Bronco guy, man. He knows lots of people.
We actually need to talk with him about because that's something we're going to have on because I know he's got a show this year in town.
So right.
We got to talk Bronco with him. That's a great point. Thank you, Larry.
For sure. Maybe get him to donate something, sign something.
Oh, I'm sure he would. I'm sure he
would.
He does
it for vets.
Absolutely,
okay,
dude.
Take care.
Later. So... let's make a bet. You got to figure out what the punishment is.
Okay.
If it happens. Because I've been hit in the face with enough food this year because of the damn lions. If there is 4 inches of snow or more.
I think that's good because that's snowblower snow.
If there's 4 inches of snow for the rest of the season.
At one time, right?
At one day.
Yeah.
I will blank.
Oh.
You work on it.
Do we still have that gummy bear in our office?
Which one?
I'm just kidding. I couldn't do that to you. That's hot food. You don't like hot food.
248-398-9279. I'll think about it. You work on it. Figure out what my punishment is. It's 60 today for a high. Mongoose just reminded us, too. First day of spring is Sunday, so I just figured, what the hell? It didn't work last year, but I'm going to give a roll this year. I want to put the snowblower away today. Hang it up. Done for the year. No more snow. Last year, I jinxed the hell out of us when I did this.
Right.
So.
And just know that any snow we get is going to get blamed on you, regardless of whether it's a month away or
then
a week.
Do I get
away.
Credit for mid-60s tomorrow? Because I kind of.
Maybe.
I don't know. So you got to. Here's the bet. We didn't do this last year, so this is, you know, okay. If there's 4 inches or more of snow between now and summer, end of the season, if there's 4 inches of snow or more in one day, I will do blank. You figure it out.
Yeah.
Because normally you're the one that has to do the stupid stuff here on the show. By the way, somebody said, go to the local ice rink, get the ice from the Zamboni, and put it in my driveway if it snows.
He's so mean. So much snow.
I know. That's not cool. All right. What do you got?
All right, I went into the office. These are our Larvitz cheddar cheese worm snacks.
Are those really larva?
Yeah. We bought those last year for something. We never
no,
got
I think
to.
Doc Sweets gave us
Doc
these.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Ingredients. First thing, insect larva.
Yep. So that's what the box of them.
Awesome. Great idea.
Yep.
So 4 inches of snow in a day, and I got to eat those. One or the whole box? Your call, Maverick.
No, you got to take the box like it's a. You got shotgun the box.
Bones texted in, said he put the shovel away today. Thank you, Bones. Got to be positive. Bobby in Ottawa Lake. For the love of God, Jim, please wait until June to empty your snowblower. You saw the text from the 810 about you trying to make a decision during one song?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Somebody said, Ryan can't decide in 3 minutes and 10 seconds. He's married. That's Heidi's job.
That's a good point. Did you ask Heidi what the bet should be? Jim has to cut Ryan's grass all summer while Ryan is busy with the baby. Yeah. I know you. You're way too
That's not
going to
happen.
That.
I'd be staring out the window.
It would bother you.
That's not where you turn.
That would be punishment for you.
Yeah. My grass is my grass.
Okay. That's the name of his new dispensary.
Ooh.
Someone said dump the gas, use an extension cord and a hairdryer if we get snow. That's John in Westland. Can we do that? I guess you could.
Yeah,
why not? That'd be a hell of a hairdryer.
Ooh, Mike wants you to put on a swimsuit and do snow angels.
Told you people. When I put on a swimsuit and go outside and lay on the ground, PETA comes and get me and I wind up in the Atlantic Ocean feed me krill. It's just a mess. And I got to get a plane back. It's a lot. It's a lot. No, that's not me and Free Willy, by the way. So just, no, I'm not doing it. Fine. All right. I'm still doing it today. I don't care.
Yeah, go for it. I'm saying go for it, knowing that we're going to get snow. It happens
so
every year.
Awesome.
So it's blamed on you. Now, four more in a day. These are all you.
Okay. Larva. Why
They're
the hell did I
cheese.
Keep it? Oh, yeah, that makes a difference.
Yeah.
Joe Walsh coming up at 7:40 this morning, and we'll have tickets for you to win. Actually, on the floor. Good seats.
Nice.
From the Eagles as well. You get a day to hang out with them. You don't have to get into all the details of what you guys do, but you get 24 hours hanging out with someone. Joe Walsh is pretty high on the list. I mean, what a cool guy.
He's just such a cool dude.
You're talking about Diamond Dave?
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Or Sammy Hagar? Either one of them.
Yeah. After thinking about it, though, Sammy would be mine, just because he still gets after it. What I mean?
Yeah.
You know it's going to be a party when you're with Sammy.
I said Grohl. Dave Grohl came to mind.
That would be cool, just because he's one of the coolest dudes.
I don't think I could do a day with McCartney because I'd be too nervous.
Yeah.
I really would. I'd just... your needles?
Just Chris Farley show him.
That was awesome. Mirror?
When people said you were, that was just a hoax, right? Yeah, I wasn't really dead.
I would. I don't know. Spend a day with someone. Because, yeah, again, we're talking, Joe Walsh is coming up next. He's a guy you want to hang with. You just want to hang out with him.
Yeah.
He's so cool. Who would you hang out with? You get a day. Hey, Mike.
Bob Seger, enough said.
Yeah. 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 Bob Seger for a day would be fantastic, man. Good call. Appreciate you, Mike.
Later.
Later. By the way, this concert, they're doing Hotel California in its entirety.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
That's
how they're
going
to start the show. They're coming out of the box with Hotel California, do the whole thing. They take a break, come back, and do all the greatest hits and stuff. So, a lot of people saying Seger.
Yeah, we got Seeger in there, 586 sent in Mick Jagger. He'd be a cool one.
He would, especially whatever the hell got into him.
Just
this
going
last
around
tour.
And visit, being a real tourist.
Drinking beers at bars, because, yeah, like you said. Billy Idol. Billy Idol would be fun. Billy Idol would be a blast.
Yeah.
Hey, Tammy, so who would you hang out with for the day?
Hey, I would hang out with Dave Grohl.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's just so cool.
He is the coolest.
And you probably just hang out and let him tell stories for a day, right?
Exactly.
Drive me
around in that cool van.
You're awesome. Tammy, have a great morning.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Dave Grohl would be cool, but you'd get all conspiracy with him. Like what really happened with the Kurt Cobain stuff, man?
Oh, God, yeah. Then he'd cut it short. Then he'd be like, I don't want to talk.
What really happened? I saw them photos.
Joe Walsh is coming up next. Our conversation with Joe Walsh. I was thinking about Hotel California, and I was looking for a song that he's on. Well, he's on all of them. But here's a little bit of... Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Walsh. Good morning, Joe.
Hello, Jim.
Hi, Joe. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, man. Looking forward to hearing you here in Detroit.
Oh, me too. I can't wait. I can't wait to get back there.
So what's the one song when we hear Hotel California in its entirety, what's the one song that jumps out with the orchestra?
I think Wasted Time. Wasted Time with the orchestra is pretty profound. And Last Resort, last song on the album, with an orchestra and a choir, that really takes it up a notch.
And the idea of doing Hotel California in its entirety, we can't wait. For everybody who's listening right now, Thursday the 24th here in the Motor City LCA, you're going to hear Hotel California in its entirety, and then, of course, plenty of other great songs. Joe, how much, I mean, I know there was a lot of orchestra, you know, kind of folded in when you guys originally recorded. Was there more that was maybe left on the table?
Not that I remember, but we got the guy that wrote the charts for Hotel California directing the orchestra.
Wow.
And it's amazing. You know, we never played Hotel California till now. I mean, in terms of first song on side A, last song on side B, right through it. And we really had to work to make it run smooth, because we don't, you know, I'm handed the guitar for the next song and somebody counts off, and it's pretty profound with what we're showing on the IMAX screen, but it really gave me goosebumps starting at the next to the last song, that holy smokes, We really did something. And I didn't have that perspective until we had to perform the whole thing.
So is that, Joe, is that the take you back moment where all of a sudden do you just get this wave of memories?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. We kind of relived the album, you know. Well, I don't know if that'll continue, but so far it has. In that we didn't realize what everybody was hearing. We were so into it from recording it and working on this part and that part and what about this part, just to digest the whole thing, that really hit us after performing it.
And your connection here in the Motor City goes all the way back, obviously, to with the Grandy Ballroom and the James Gang.
You bet.
Yeah, from 5 to 3, you needed gas money, so you came here.
We did. And thank God we played, or we'd still be there.
And I got to tell you, I, every time we talk to you, I mention this, but thank you. Your support of Glen Fry Drive was a big reason it became a reality here in Glen's hometown of Royal Oak. And we found a video of Glen dancing, performing when he was 16 years old. We're pretty sure he was doing Shout by the Isley Brothers. Yeah, he was playing like some girl's birthday party in Birmingham, Michigan.
Wow, I need a copy of that.
I'll get it to you. I'll get it to Christian and get it to you, man. But I just wanted to say thank you again. There's so many people listening right now, Joe, that love you and what the Eagles mean to them. Are you reminded of this every time you do a live show with the Eagles, of the profound nature of the music to so many people?
Yeah, and I think of Glen a lot all the time. But when we play Detroit, I just really want to represent for him, you know? Because in a way, he's still on stage with us. And Detroit's been great to me from, I don't know what, 1970 on. Grandy Ballroom and all those guys that were up and coming, you know, Nugent and Bob Seger and the MC5 and Frost, all them guys are still buddies, you know? So I have roots in Detroit. Not many cities like that.
Do people understand the connection that Bob had with you guys?
I'm not sure, really. But, you know, Bob mentored Glen.
Right.
Bob told Glen, hey, man, you gotta get to California, and you got to write some songs, and Bob showed him how to sit down and try and write a song and get something done. So we're grateful to Bob. I tell you what, Bob Seger is a national treasure, and I hope Detroit knows that.
Well, you're preaching to the choir here. And I've always heard there's rumblings that somewhere there's a version of Fire Lake where you guys are doing more of the vocals.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, now I got to call Punch and find out about it, Joe.
Yeah, I doubt you'll ever hear it, but he'll tell you there is such a thing.
So tell me something about Joe Walsh I don't know.
I was born in Kansas. Did you know that?
No, it could probably Wikipedia it, but how do you wind up in Cleveland then?
Well, I went to Kent State. I was born in Kansas, and Kansas, that's nice. Nice place to be born, period. You know? But I wound up in Ohio for like 5th and 6th and 7th grade. I went to New York City. I went to Montclair High School in New Jersey, and I got accepted at Kent State. So I went back to Ohio, and I'm glad. Oh, I would talk like this, you know? I got an American accent, a little bit of everywhere. But I could still say, how you doing?
There you go. That's nice. Yeah. Remember, when you're in Detroit, you got to say, oop, every time you bump into someone. Oop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oop. Thanks for the tip.
So what is the hardest Eagles song to play on guitar for you? What's the one that you got to work at?
Hotel California, I think, is really a challenge to do it right every night. You know, we can go out and perform it, and that's nice. But I want to be great on it. I really do. And I kind of have that responsibility. So I take that one really seriously. And now it's the first song of the show. So I'm on duty from the first song on. But to do it right and have everything click, I really got to pay attention. Some of the songs are automatic pilot, you know. But right. That one, I got to really be there.
Hey, great job on the Connors, by the way. I know time is short, but great job on the Connors. You were funny as hell.
Thanks. I just finished another one. It'll be out in about a month. I just finished another one where they gave me some more lines. It's pretty good.
Oh, you nailed it, dude. You and John Goodman. That's a classic scene, Joe. Keep doing it. Keep doing it, buddy.
Okay.
All right. We will see you here in the Motor City and again at LCA on the 24th and the Eagles in concert doing Hotel California. We cannot wait. Joe Walsh, you're the best, man. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. See you soon.
Yep. Bye.
Joe Walsh, ladies and gentlemen. Now, they're so excited about this that we're going to give you a pair of tickets to go see the Eagles a week from tomorrow at LCA. 248-398-9279 is our house. Good morning, Big Jim's house. You're on the radio. Who's this?
This is Lisa.
Lisa, you're going to see the Eagles next Thursday at LCA. Congratulations.
Woo! Oh, my gosh. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening, too. Yeah, so we're going to take care of you. We got some really nice seats, pair of tickets to go see Joe Walsh and everybody there. What's your favorite Eagles song? We lost her. Her phone just dropped out. Something's going on with phones today. Have you guys noticed this? Lines dropping out and stuff. Lisa, those tickets are yours. We did talk to her, so call back. We'll take care of you. I didn't touch anything. I don't know what's going on today, but we've seen this two or three times. I've seen Mongoose in the other room go to grab a call, and then they're just gone.
Must be the heat.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
the heat. Did I jinx the cell phone towers by putting the snowblower away? 7:53, it's Big Jim's house. Lisa, call back. We'll take care of you. Coming up, CSX Files. Ladies and gentlemen, the throne of the Motor City exists, and it's in St. Clair Shores. And you've heard of the dog eating your homework?
Yeah.
That's nothing.
Oh, boy.
We had the greatest excuse ever for getting out of practice. Ever. Ever. CSX Files on the way. Stone Soup, we need help. We'll talk with Doug in about an hour. We're in a little trouble with the Bronco. What?
Just the way you said that. We need help.
We need help. We do. I told you.
You're not lying. No.
You're trying to build
true.
A car from the ground up with no money. It gets tricky occasionally. This is one of those times. The song that's the hardest one for him to play from the Eagles. They'll be here next Thursday. Were you surprised by that answer?
I was, just because of how many times I know he's played that song.
Right. So anyway, keyword Joe, J-O-E. We'll send you a link for the entire conversation. All right, CSX Files coming up next. There's a throne in St. Clair Shores that awaits you. You could sit on your throne. And if you think your dog ate your homework excuse is over, you're right, because something happened that is so far beyond that. We're going to give you new school, old school. Old school is dog ate your homework.
Yeah.
New one, greatest way to get out of practice ever.
All right.
All right. Did we find the story? I know you were looking for it.
I'm still looking for it. I'll find it by the time we...
It was up in our Class Crook News. Do you guys... I don't know. Rod Stewart was getting mad because there was potholes where he lives in England, so he went out. It looks to me like he got his own road crew, some people, he can afford it. And he started patching up potholes on his road, and they filmed it. Now, the people in the neighborhood and the citizens loved it. The people in the city did not.
No, you can't just go out and do it by yourself.
But that happens here occasionally, doesn't it?
Yeah, we've had people go out and do it their own, especially in their neighborhood. If there's a big one there, nobody's responding to them.
Do you? I'm pretty sure we got a guy in our neighborhood that does it. But can you get in trouble for that? I honestly don't know.
I mean, I'm sure there's some type of code or permit or something going on.
I don't think you can just go fill up potholes, although it would be fun. So Rod did a video. He's out there filling potholes.
This is the state of the road here where in Harlow. It's been like this for ages. And the other day there was an accident for the first time. My Ferrari can't go through here at all. But me and the boys thought we'd come through it ourselves.
Yeah, he was joking. He said my Ferrari couldn't get through here. So me and the boys went out and did it itself. He did.
Hey, good move.
Yeah. I would do it. I remember a couple years ago, there was some college kids in Ohio were using Silly Putty to fill potholes. Do you remember that?
Right.
And it worked, but we haven't heard anything else about it. They would take bags and fill them with, like burlap bags, they'd fill them with Silly Putty because it changes shape and forms. It would fit into the hole and flatten it out.
Well, yeah, we can't have potholes being fixed. Come on.
Conspiracy guy.
You're supposed to make your money in the summer.
Come on now. I don't know. Did you find it?
No, I don't know where it's at. I'm Googling it every day.
Well, the problem is we have so much classic rock news that that was like a day ago. It's already trucked along. We'll share it with you, though. But Rod Stewart was so excited about doing the potholes that he actually wrote his own song for this, which I thought was pretty impressive.
Potholes, I'm filling them up. Potholes, they damage my hubs. Potholes, out in front of my house. And my Ferrari.
Office, and Ryan goes, wouldn't it be cool if it was from Doc Sweets? And we open it up. And it's a bag of stuff from Doc Sweets. Are we on Facebook?
Yeah, we're on
too?
Facebook Live.
Hi, guys. Here
CSX
it is.
Big I held Jim's it up house. Here.
They sent us something brand new. It's jelly beans. You're like, so what? Late night taco truck jelly beans from Brax.
All right.
So the flavors are, and we don't know. I say we close our eyes and grab one.
Okay.
See if we can figure this out. You guys ready? Margarita. Churro. Churro's good. Margarita's good.
Yeah.
Here's where it gets a little weird. Salsa.
Mm.
Guacamole. Beef taco. And horchata. No. I'm a horchata fool.
Horchata's got to taste like cinnamon. Same with the... That's a horchata in the... what was the second one on there?
Churro.
Those ones might taste pretty... a little similar.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Hold your hand out. We're going to try these in the air. We're on Facebook Live, by the way. You got a couple?
I got a handful.
So just pick quick. Keep your eyes closed.
All right.
Hold on. Since we don't know what these flavors are. Oh, this is horrible. All right. He's holding up to the camera. Go ahead and give it a try. These are taco truck jelly beans. Oh, God. You're right. What do you think it is?
I don't know which one this is. This might be... Is this salsa?
Could be. Yeah, there's a salsa one. All right, hold on. I'll try this one. All right, that's beef taco. That ain't good. Oh, man.
What is the yellow one with the little dots on it? They have the photos next to them.
The yellow one with little dots would be, that's the beef taco one.
Oh, that's what we both just had then.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Anyway. Thanks to our friends.
It's white.
All right, the horchata is the white one. That works.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I'll eat those ones.
Taco truck jelly beans.
Oh. Got to try right? a guac one.
No. Woof. Well, we tried them. Is that the guacamole one?
The CSX Files.
By the way, you ever miss any of the CSX Files? It's updated daily. The keyword, of course, is
file.
F-I-L-E. Just text us that at 248-398-9279. We'll send you the link. Let's start off in St. Clair Shores. I think this is going to become a bigger story today. There's a whole backstory to this house. We have it posted. The keyword is
throne.
A house in St. Clair Shores is up. It's going viral because of the bathroom. Now, the house is listed for just under $1 million. It's a huge home. And I don't know the lady who owned it, was a TV star, did some other stuff around here in the Motor City.
Yeah,
You'll see that local, in the post, right?
Local, well-known lady.
$1 million has a custom-made throne toilet. You're like, wait, what? Now, this is not a normal toilet. This is actually made from wood. Has a candle above the high back seat. You will see it in the post. Again, the keyword is...
The keyword's throne.
Yes. We were looking at... Did you put the link for the Zillow listing too, or the...
Yeah. So you can see that along with other information. This is a house, though, I feel like along like St. Clair that people know because of where it's located. It's on its own little pier.
Really?
Right on the lake.
I didn't see. I saw some of the pictures more. I didn't see all of them. So.
Yeah, it's in its own little like island type deal. So you can in the first couple of photos, you can see that. But people, I bet you know this house for sure because of where it's located.
Okay, and we apologize that I was just reading it here. Yeah. Again, the keyword is
keyword's throne.
It's nicknamed the House of Charm. Edith Fern Melrose, the Lady of Charm, is what she was known as.
Yes.
So, yeah.
It's a big, big, big old house.
But that toilet, have you ever seen something like that?
No.
No.
Not a full throne.
So, it just kind of got picked up today, but it's going to be all over the place today, man. This is going to be one of those stories. You see this thing, a wood toilet, a medieval toilet made of wood, and it has this big candle. It's a high back. It's probably like, what, 8 feet behind
right.
you?
Right.
And then there's a candle, which the candle I get
yeah.
because that goes back to Arthurian times with like King Arthur and all them.
Right. Yeah.
The
yeah.
candle. You know what that was, right?
No. What was
when
it?
You went to the bathroom, because you had to see where you're going. They called that a nightlight. Is there a nice round table? The candle?
All right.
Don't you throw me side eye in there, Marcus.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I thought it was. Anyway, keyword is?
Keyword's throne.
Throne.
Just look through all the pictures of this house.
Hell of a house.
That's the one to really look at. But you look through the rest of the house and you go, all right, what were they thinking there? But no, it's good.
Like you said, the House of Charm. All right, check it out. Second story, Ryan.
All right. So a lady was going to get married to her fiance in India.
Okay.
Showed up to the wedding, walked in and found out that he's bald. She never knew he was bald.
How?
He wears a wig. I don't know how you never find out. He's really good at covering it up. But she was so against the wig that she left.
She's left done. The altar because he's bald. He was wearing a toupee.
Yeah, okay. Wearing a wig, and she left his family. It even got to the point where his family had to escort him out because he wasn't trying to leave his own wedding. So her family had to kick this guy out of his own wedding.
Because he's standing there at the altar. She left him at the altar because she didn't realize he was bald.
Yeah. I kind of feel bad for him.
I do too.
Yeah, but you know what? He did reply to her. He goes, you know what? There's going to be hell to pay.
Toupee.
God, I'm not good at these.
No.
Oh, I wrote that thought. It was so funny this morning.
He did. Yeah. Okay. She left him there.
That was a good joke. If you would have said,
you got to put more emphasis on the right syllables. Yeah. There would have been hell to pay.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go. I'm going to get you down to Ridley's for a comedy class there, but no, it's a good line. Don't worry about it. And then the last story, Florida has been all over it this week. They've been stepping up their Florida weirdness game. We really appreciate it. Montverde Academy in Lake County, Florida, their swim practice was delayed. Something was in the pool. An alligator was in the pool. An alligator was in the pool. Deputies quickly arrived on campus, pulled the gator out of the pool. They secured its jaws with electrical tape. Who the hell got the short end of that stick?
Ah, that's guy wrestling, baby.
So you're the new deputy. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Take this electrical tape and go over there and tape its mouth up. And then they released it in a nearby lake. None of the swimmers were injured. They do not know who put the animal there. They're trying to find out who would do that. Why? Because the thing wouldn't have just worked its way in there. Someone had to open doors to get it into the pool.
We're getting close to senior pranks, right?
I guess so. But it's very specific. When you're trying to solve an amphibian crime like that, you know who you call, right?
Who?
An investigator.
See, dramatic pause. See?
All right, I got
See?
You.
You got that one?
Yep, that was a good one.
Yeah, and then if you don't have any hair, then you'd have no money to pay them. See? To pay.
Oh, yeah.
We're done. Okay. You're going to have a great pun tomorrow. I'm confident about that one. Hell, St. Patrick's Day. Throne. We haven't posted. The keyword is
throne.
It's a $1 million house. You'll see the listing. So I was looking into this. It's nicknamed the House of Charm in honor of its original resident, Edith Fern Melrose, TV and radio host known as the Lady of Charm. The high-backed wooden seat toilet resembles a royal throne, as a candle holder mounted to its high wooden back. So we were trying to figure out two questions. What is the most famous home in Detroit? What's the first? You said it immediately.
The Manoogian.
But that has more to do with
what's
Kwame and all that
the stories
stuff, right?
Behind it. It's, everybody knows it.
Before Kwame, was the Manoogian well-known? I'm asking because I honestly don't remember anyone ever talking about the
Probably not. I don't remember it.
Okay. But this house, didn't somebody text in and say they knew this house?
Yeah, somebody texted in that they used to hang out right in front of it on the boat and then steal Wi-Fi from it to listen to music.
Really? It's a crazy house. I don't know, though.
Oh, wow.
What?
I was really curious about this lady, Edith. I looked her up. She was Detroit radio. WXYZ Radio, House of Charm Radio was her show.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I apologize.
In 1941.
Wow. Okay, so the house again has the nickname the House of Charm. That's what people call it. Keyword throne. We'll send you the you can check out the toilet. But the house itself is amazing. A famous house in Detroit. Is Eminem's house really a thing? Like the trailer park
or
whatever?
The childhood home.
Is that really a thing?
I mean, people have talked. I'm pretty sure. Wasn't it up for sale recently? Maybe in the last couple of years?
Eminem's house?
Yeah, the childhood home.
Dude, I have no idea. 248-398-9279 again. Ace texted in Henry Ford's house. Well, they had houses all over the place. Probably Manoogian, right?
That's the only one that comes to my mind right away.
A famous house here in Detroit. This one, the House of Charm, though.
Because we have some things that were houses but aren't currently.
So someone said the Polka Dot House. Well, that would be, what am I thinking about? The Heidelberg Project.
Yeah.
Like
the Whitney. At one point, that was a residency.
That's true. That's true.
There's a lot like that.
But the Heidelberg House is the Heidelberg Project. I don't know, but I love going down there. That, absolutely. The Polka Dot House.
Yeah, that's another. I got to go check that out.
Never
been there.
When you're going to Eastern Market next time, just book a left. It's right around. It's not that far. Anyway, keyword throne. THRONE. If you want to see this house. The House of Charm. She was on the radio in 1941?
Yes.
How cool.
Yep. Very cool. Hey. She was called that, the Lady of Charm, because the way she dressed and cooked is what this bio.
So kind of a Julia Childs?
Honestly?
Before? Really?
Does she not look like Julia Childs?
Dude! Edith Melrose, the Lady of Charm. She's the lady that owned this house in St. Clair Shores. And I'm telling you right now, it is going to be a big story today because of the toilet. It was a throne in there. Someone said they think the trailer park is gone.
Man, this lady was a legend.
Really?
During cooking segments, when you watch people and they have everything already separated, the ingredients, so they can pour one in one to show you what it is.
Yeah.
She's credited with creating that process.
Shut the front
door.
To
make it look better.
Are you serious?
To make it look better.
Well, this house is awesome then. Million-dollar home with a magical toilet.
She had some very... unique taste.
So Jeff and Waterford texted in Hitsville. Do we count that as a house?
Did people ever live there?
No, they all lived there. The Motown artists mainly lived, what, across the street and
right,
stuff.
There was down the street.
Homes. You're right across the street. They'd call people over. I don't know if you'd consider Hitsville an actual, well, it was a house. It was in a residential neighborhood. Technically, yeah.
Yeah, I've never heard of this one. Mike said the Octagon House in Washington, Michigan.
Don't know. The Art Van House. Aretha Franklin's house. Okay, is it... But is it like a known address, Aretha's house?
I don't know.
She kind of moved around. Yeah, the Motown house. That's Hitsville. Hitsville, yeah. I think Hitsville counts.
Yeah.
Because it was in a residential district and, yeah.
Man, my father-in-law used to live in one that I always thought was pretty wild. The Fago Brothers Mansion. Off of the Detroit Golf Club.
Really?
Yeah, right off of Pontchartrain. He bought it years ago. Recently, he's sold it and out of there. But it was actually one of the Fago brothers built this house for his mistress. That's where she lived, and she stayed. When he moved in, there was probably 1,000 pairs of women's shoes in the closet from her back then.
Come on.
I swear, on my life. Yeah.
Wow.
Wild stories about that house.
All right. Somebody said the Art Van House, Grosse Pointe on Lake St. Clair. Okay. All right. I can't get back to the texting because everyone's...
Adam's right Castle.
Anyway, keyword throne, T-H-R-O-N-E, if you want to see this listing. Tickets are on sale, $10 each. Keyword is
soup,
S-O-U-P. You can also vote for the paint color on the Bronco. You guys decide. Hi, Doug Benziger.
Good morning, Big Jim. Welcome back.
Thank you. Doug Benziger, for those of you folks who don't know, is the project manager, again, on the Stone Soup. How many Stone Soup cars have you done?
7.
Good Lord. So, the GTO, what else?
Camaro, Trans Am, Mach 1, finished the Nailhead.
Yep.
Charger.
Oh, that was a great car.
Yeah, Charger was really a bad night vehicle.
That was crazy. That car was, that yeah. Black Charger we had, dude?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You couldn't drive the thing for a while. It would just go in circles when you hit the gas. It would just spin.
Yeah. That thing ended up having 1,078 torque at 70 miles an hour.
Over 1,000.
Wow.
It was crazy.
When you put your foot in it, you felt like you're going to go in a circle. You really
did. Oh, yeah. You got pushed back.
So now we're working on the 74 Bronco, and I know the bodywork, Bill Brown Ford, is wrapping that up. So kind of get us caught up. Where are we, Doug, and what do we need?
Well, we're expected to have the final sheet metal completed in the next 2 weeks,
nice.
Which will put us in a good position to start, you know, painting once the paint color is decided. But the biggest issue we have right now is we've got a C4 transmission that needs to be rebuilt, and we have two of them to make one. So we need someone to step up and help us out by rebuilding this transmission, and then also, you know, providing us with a torque converter that'll support, you know, let's say 500 horsepower. So there's going to have to be some goodies put in this rebuild to support the power that we're going to produce out of the 302.
248-398-9279 is our house phone. 248-398-WCSX. Text us. The keyword again is
soup.
Or if you can't get to a phone right now, you can email us later on, stonesoup@WCSX.com. Someone mentioned the transfer case for a four-wheel drive. Is that something the same transmission people would do, Doug, or is that a different beast?
Well, that's a different piece, and that has already been rebuilt. So we're good. We're good with that. So we're good with both the axles.
Okay.
We just need a transmission and a torque converter done. So,
So, this is a stupid question, but can any transmission shop do this? Are there specific transmission shops that do this kind of thing for stuff like the Bronco and the high-end performance ones?
No, I think anybody really can do it. You know, if they rebuild transmissions for a business, they'll be fine.
Okay. All right. And again, the whole idea of Stone Soup is everybody pitches in and we're raising as much money as we possibly can for vets returning home. $10 each. Tickets on sale right now. Keyword is soup. Soup. S-O-U-P. We were talking about the paint color, by the way, Doug. All of us want a different color. Since we can't vote, listeners, you guys vote. I want it green. Ryan, you want it
red.
And Doug, you want it
gunmetal gray.
We can agree on nothing. On nothing with this thing. I think green's leading right now.
Yeah, green is up right now.
All right. But it's early.
All right.
It's early.
Green, red, and blue are the top three, isn't it?
Now, again, though, this is not the color that we're... It's the color, but it's not the exact shade and everything. We'll figure all that stuff out. You're going to have fun with that.
Right on.
So, but the main thing right now, though, the thing we need, Doug, is someone to do the transmission.
That's correct.
Okay. And it's a C4 transmission.
Yeah, whoever steps up, let me know. You know, I will. I'll bring the transmissions out to you, and we'll kind of go over what the expectations would be from our side as far as the rebuild goes, and hopefully we can get someone to do this.
So, if you guys are wondering, Doug Benziger, tall guy, good looking man, wearing puka shells.
Funny.
He loves me. 248-398-9279 is our house phone. We'll do it. All right, Doug, we're on it, man. We are on it.
All right, thank y'all.
We're on it. Get back to work.
All right.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
C4 transmission. Someone do the transmission. Transfer case is already taken care of. So there you go. Did you get it done yet, Ryan? Is it done? Did you get it fixed?
Yep.
You got people?
Man, did I transmission that thing, let me tell you.
You transmissioned the hell out of that thing? Keyword soup. Are we grabbing line two?
Isn't it just spark plugs? Isn't that what runs everything? That's what I've always been told growing up. Spark plugs run everything.
Yep, that's what it is. None of the spark plugs.
Check the spark plug. It was always what I was told.
If you want to know who's listening to the show right now, look to your left while you're on the road. There's someone rubbing their face going, oh, dear God. Hold on. Is this Bobby?
Yeah.
Bobby, what's your idea?
Okay, here's the deal.
Yes.
There's only four colors that the Broncos came in, pretty much.
Okay.
Red, white, blue, and black. But the iconic color is red. So you paint it red, and then you find somebody who does those, they put the vinyl on it.
Yeah.
You let them pick their color. So if they ever want to sell it, or they don't, if they get tired of tiger stripes or camouflage or pink polka dots, right, they just rip that off, and they got beautiful red paint underneath.
Look,
no questions
asked. Oh,
wow.
All right.
The red one sells. The red one will sell better than any other color if he wants to sell it, and it'll still... It's the iconic color. Look at all the Broncos that you can find out there from that age. They're all red.
Okay.
All of them.
Dude, Bobby, cool. Great call, man. Appreciate you, bud.
All right.
All right. Bye. Now, the other idea to go for red, and here's the other thought. Who's our 35th anniversary concert?
Sammy.
And who is he?
The Red Rocker.
It's Bada Bing.
That's cool. Just or do it like the pens when we were little that had all the different colors.
Right.
Like this guy said with the cut, with the whatever.
Do you know what was inside that pen? A spark plug.
Keywords. Spit on them, right?
Yeah.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.